Welcome back, Nick Quinn, Scott Gullen, steering the ship throughout the course of the morning. And we're now joined by Kate Maloney, the captain of the Melbourne Vixens. It wasn't an ideal week for the Vixens, going down 71-62 for the West Coast Fever. But the good thing is pencils have erasers and they get to erase that defeat with a victory this week to get back in the grand final. Good morning, Kate.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
How are you feeling after what was a little bit of a surprise loss last week? And are we reviewing that or is it all looking forward and two wins and we're premiers again?
Yeah, I'm feeling a whole lot better today than I was on Saturday night after the game. Really disappointing game for us. West Coast Fever absolutely showed up and credit to them, played some really great netball. But yeah, Monday review and we've sort of wiped that and, you know, we got ourselves in a position to have a second chance and now we get to use that this weekend.
Now, you finished on top of the ladder and as a result, you were probably expected to win that game, but it wasn't like you guys played badly. They just passed so well. They shot so efficiently. Did you walk away thinking, okay, they were terrific, but if we win, we get to play them again and we know we can probably play a little bit better and there's every chance they won't play as well?
Yeah, that's exactly right. They played, as I said, credit to them, they played some really, really great netball. And we didn't feel we played at our best. So we're excited about this weekend to take on the Giants and hopefully we do get a second shot at them because yeah, we were really disappointed in our performance and, yeah, we want to have another crack at them if we can.
Okay, I mean, before we move on, but Janelle Fowler shot 67 goals.
Yeah, she's super impressive.
67?
Yeah, for those who don't know, one of the Jamaican international players that play in our league, she's probably, she is the most dominant goal shooter in the world, I'd say, at the moment. So she's hard to stop and hard work for our poor goalkeepers down the back. We didn't do enough work out in front to sort of slow the ball down to give them opportunities to get ball. But, yeah, 67 goals, it's not a bad day on the court, that's for sure.
And what did the review find? I mean, I think you mentioned post-match, a few uncharacteristic ball handling errors, things like that.
Yeah, we definitely felt we were off with things like that, things that were in our own control. You know, we missed shots in the first quarter, we dropped balls, we, you know, went offside, things that sort of we feel that we can control heading into this weekend. So we'll look to fix those little things up, hopefully get a better start than we did on the weekend.
Now, Kate, there was lots of talk about the final series and not for the right reasons, to be honest, because they decided the grand final would be in Perth regardless. And ironically, now it's going to be in Perth because they are the worthy team to have the grand final. So it's been a little bit ironic the way that's played out. Was that any sort of a factor in the week leading up to it?
No, it wasn't, to be honest. You know, we sort of, that had been hyped up a couple of weeks earlier. You know, as a playing group, we'd mentioned that we were disappointed that the rules had been changed so late in the competition. But at the end of the day, going into that game, we knew that, you know, we wanted to go straight through. We didn't want to have to play this weekend. Unfortunately, it hasn't worked that way and we will play this weekend. The grand final will end up in Perth anyway and, you know, I think now that, you know, all of that's happened, we're really looking forward to getting a second crack, getting over to Perth and, yeah, I think Netball Australia put on a great show over there.
Now, talk to us about the Giants. They got over the Magpies, so ruined our all-Victorian grudge match. What can you tell us about the Giants and how have you gone against them this season?
Yeah, we've had two wins against them this season, but the last game actually went into overtime. So they're a quality side. Similar to Fever, they've got an English international up in the goal circle as well. Really physical side. But yeah, we're really confident. We enjoy playing against the Giants. And I think it's going to be a really great game and it's do or die for both teams this weekend. So got to bring our best game.
Taking positives from negative situations, it feels like there's a lot more interest just across the broader sporting community about these netball finals because there's been a few well-documented challenges. Have you sensed that? Do you feel there's more people cheering for you and tuning in because of what's happened?
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, we've been really lucky this whole year. It's been nice to be back at home playing at John Cain Arena. We've been getting some great crowds there. Our Melbourne fan base has been incredible. But you're right, you know, we've had a change from in TV partners as well. We're on Fox and KO now, and I think they're putting in some great time and effort to really promote the game. And then there has been a lot more in the last couple of weeks, good or bad, in the papers as well. So look, we just want to get as many eyes on the TVs or bums in seats at games watching our game, and hopefully we can continue to grow our sport because, yeah, we think it's great.
You mentioned those headlines. Were you as shocked as everyone when you know, the financial state of the league and how dramatic that was when all that came out last week?
Yeah, last week I sort of was fully focused on playing West Coast Fever. So I did see bits and pieces in the paper. As a player, you know, I do need to read in a lot more into what was actually said and what's going on. I won't say that I'm fully on top of all the financials and all that was said. I was a little bit shocked. That's something that after the season I would like to get a whole lot more educated on, see where we are as a sport, because, you know, I think that netball is an amazing sport for women, boys, girls, and as I said, hopefully we can continue to see it grow and get more investment in the sport as well.
Now, Kate, every athlete's different. Now, provided you do win this week against the Giants, will you like the fact that you get to play each week in the lead up to the grand final, or would you rather be in the Fever's position where they can have a game, have a week off, then go into the grand final fresh?
I'm going to say I'm happy to be playing this weekend just because that's what's happening now. It doesn't, to be perfectly honest, it wouldn't bother me too much. I think our coach, Simone McInnes, from past times when I have gone straight through to the grand final, she'd have a practice match set up for us this weekend anyway, so it doesn't change too much. I think there is something in an ability to have a really great hit out this weekend. It's what we do all year. So not having the week off, I think, also does have its perks, but it also means that, you know, you're going into a game with the potential of not making that grand final. So, I'd like to hope we win this weekend and it does work in our favour.
Now, Saturday night, John Cain again. How many can we pack in there?
Let's get 10,000 in there. That would be nice. Let's pack it out. But, no, we've been incredibly lucky. Our Melbourne Vixens fans have been awesome, but hopefully we can get more of them there on Saturday night, 7 o'clock, do or die as we take on the Giants this weekend.
And hopefully a win, and you get to go back to the West and knock off the Fever in the grand final. Kate, thanks so much for having a chat. Obviously not an ideal weekend, but two wins, your premiers again, and that sounds like the attitude that you and the team are taking.
Amazing. Thanks for having me on, guys.